Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Chayyadim Klal Hey. The Halachas of Halachas Neiris, which is sponsored anonymously, was for those on Shidduchim. Again, we'll be starting the Halachas of Kiddush soon. Those who are interested in any sponsors, please be in touch. The Chayyadim Simchav Gimel says, Neir Shahi Sidu Halachas Meir Shabbos, Sorach Lachabaisa, Lachshul Halika, So the halakas neiris has to be clear to people that this halakas is done the kavod Shabbos. Again, in a world where that was the illumination in the house, I don't know why a person is lighting something in the house. What is the purpose? So something which is lit simply not for the purpose of kavod Shabbos is lit earlier in the day. You say, you know what? Those are nice neiris. I'll just keep using them for Shabbos. So a person would have to extinguish the neir and then relight it. For that purpose. So the halacha has to be nikkur that has to be done the kavod Shabbos. This generates another halacha. Shulchan Aruch says, that the halacha should be done close to adjacent to Shabbos. So then by doing so, the person lights and then immediately after is in mekabel Shabbos. So it's nikkur that this halakha was done the Kabbat Shabbos. So we mentioned the idea of making a tanai, that a woman is allowed to put some type of a condition that she's not immediately being mekabel Shabbos. So but we're going to generate this problem that the halakha has to be done in a way that it's adjacent to Kabbalah Shabbos, so it should be obvious that the halakha was done for Shabbos. Here a woman's lighting neiris, and then continuing on along her merry way doing other things. So it's not obvious why she's lighting it, what she's lighting it for. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, therefore, that the Kabbalah Shabbos that one does in that situation has to be done within 15 minutes of the Hadlaka. So the person should not have a gap of more than 15 minutes between the Hadlaka, which is done al-Tanai, and the subsequent Kabbalah Shabbos. But he says it does not need to be the woman herself. It could be somebody else as well there in the household. So for that person, it's obvious that these neiros are there for Shabbos for him. And therefore that would address this issue. We did mention that there's an idea that the Sefer Tshuva Kinyan Torah says that nowadays it's obvious just from the actual halakha itself, because we don't need these neiros anymore for illumination. We have illumination from the electric lights in the home. So in that situation, it's this concern should no longer be relevant. But if a person's ever in a situation where their electricity is out and they're lighting neiris, so then we go back to this concern. A person should be aware of this issue, and a person would have to make sure that their Kabbalah is done fairly close to the act of Hadlaka. So that's the first point that he says over here. I just want to add in a few points over here. We mentioned, just going back to various different halachas, that the minhag is to light. The Chayyad mentions the minhag of lighting 7 or 10 or at least 2. We mentioned that the minimal amount the person one must light is 1. There is a minhag we mentioned that women light multiple neiros corresponding to the amounts of members of their household. That halacha is true. That even if lo'aleinu a child is nifter or a husband is nifter of that sort, the woman would continue to light that amount of neiros. When a woman is away from home, the minhag which the women have to do that was not makubal. When a woman is away from home, the minhag was not to be makbet on that, and therefore they light the minimal amount, which the Chayyim says the minimal amount, it preferably should be at least two neiros. We mentioned this idea of this kanas. This kanas is not a din of the Gemara. It's an idea which is mentioned later, post-Gemara. So any situation where we have a reason to believe that it's arguably that was an oinus, some element of an oinus, so it could go either way. We could interpret this as an oinus, and therefore there's no kanas, or that it was some element of negligence. There is a kanas. Any situation, a person would go the kula in that type of situation, and a person would not give the woman a kanas. Women find that quite emotionally challenging to be given the kanas. The option of Eliyahu Rabbah of not actually giving, adding another neir, but just making the neir longer or something, is also an approach that people should use. It's less traumatizing to the women, that type of approach. Okay, Beis Hashem, we will continue with a few more miscellaneous points in the next two shiurim, I think, and then we will start the halachas of Kiddush. Have a good day.